This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, unfortunately, the Wiggins drink's in effect for the Red Sox last night because Wiggy was working the 50-50 raffle for the Jimmy Fund, and that did not help the Red Sox last night, but it's not affecting, so far at least, the Wiggins drinks, the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund radio telethon. We are up to $2,871,828 that you have donated so far, and a guy who is here every year and is always very generous when it comes to helping local charities out is our pal Ernie Bach, who stopped by this morning. Hey, Ernie.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning.
How you doing?
It's good. It's good to be here. I'm a little tired, but I rolled out of bed to get here.
Well, your Andrew Razor Raycroft is joining us as well, probably because he needs a new car.
Sure, anytime.
What do you want? He's got Ferraris. He's got Lambos. He's got Maseratis.
I'm a Ferrari guy.
You're a Ferrari guy?
Excellent. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wiggy and I have an issue kind of getting into them. But other than that, we're great.
The weirdest thing of all time was divulged when Razor was in with us last week.
Yeah.
He listens on long trips by himself to golf play-by-play.
Terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
No, actually, I might
put you to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like any particular. Is it only Jim Nance, or is it you'll listen to anybody?
No, whoever's doing the play-by-play, whatever
okay.
It is, I listen.
And you love it.
It's
soothing,
soothing, relaxing.
Soothing.
I go into my own little world.
Is that on satellite?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Well, you can find anything on satellite.
That's right.
You can find
on satellite.
Anything on satellite.
Yeah.
And you've been out touring with Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
I've been with the Joe Perry Project for the last 12 days, and we're stopping here. When I say I'm with them, I'm not like in the band.
Yeah.
I'm what they call a hanger-on.
Okay. All right.
We're out, and it's the band's unbelievable. It's Joe Perry and Brad Whitford from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And then you got Buck Johnson, who's with Ringo and the Hollywood Vampires, and the drummer Jason Sutter just came off from Cher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he had some great Cher stories. Apparently, she is very, very good to the crew and everything like that.
Robinson's voice is an unbelievable. Black Crowes.
And Chris Robinson is the lead singer. I can't even talk. He's one of the funniest guys.
Oh, he is?
He's like my new favorite rock star. The guy is just hysterical.
You know, Razor, huge Tragically Hip fan.
Ah,
of course.
Yeah. Sorry for that.
What?
Sorry.
Rank your top three Canadian bands all time, please. Is Loverboy in there?
No.
Rush is number one.
No, I'm not a Rush guy either.
I hate Rush.
Tragically Hip, I would go Rural Alberta Advantage.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to check them out.
Bare Naked
Solid
Ladies?
No,
They're not on.
And Drake.
Top three, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion, and Drake.
Yeah, no chance. None of
Anne
those.
Murray?
No. Our Lady Peace, maybe?
Our Lady Peace. That's a good one.
They call them OLP.
Yeah, exactly, OLP.
We were in Toronto 2 days ago.
Really? Where was the show there?
The show was at, I don't know. I don't know where it was. I really don't know where it was. It was full. It was packed. It
yeah,
was fun.
Packed,
and,
it was
and we stayed at the Four Seasons.
Oh,
which was good.
Yeah. Which is completely different than what I thought. To be fully transparent, I asked Ernie when he got here because we talked to Ernie 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about this tour. And yeah. I, in my mind, pictured them all on a tour bus and bunking up together. I'm like, Ernie, you're really sleeping on a bus? He looked at me like I had 10 heads.
Yeah.
And the more I think about it, that was a crazy thing to think.
They're on what you call a tour jet they're on.
And tonight, playing at the Box Center.
Awesome.
At the Wang Theater.
All right, so Joe Perry, Chris Robinson.
Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots.
Awesome.
Yeah, Brad Whitford. It's a great. And they play Stone Temple Pilots, Black Crowes, Aerosmith. It's really good.
Yeah, all right.
Well, so I came here for a purpose, Greg.
Oh, you did?
I came here for a purpose because I believe in everything that you're doing here, and it's really nice digs. You know, I just rolled out of bed, so I'm very thankful there's no cameras or anything
around. Well, there is.
Oh, right.
But you're going to make a donation.
Yeah, what I would like to do is I would like to donate $50,000.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Yeah,
thanks for bringing me on with Mr. Ernie Bach. I appreciate that. Yeah, I know exactly.
So mean. That was so mean.
Back there.
I'd like to donate $50.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I got to ask my wife first.
Exactly.
Hey, anything is good.
100%. And Ernie, thank you. That's $50,000.
Awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just talk to Stan.
Okay, well,
got
to get a check. All right, we'll get Ken Laird on that.
Yeah.
Wiki's like, hey, Stan, I'm with the Dana-Farber.
Razor, what are you expecting from our beloved Bruins this season?
For the first year in a while, I'm not sure, right? This is usually first in the division, going to challenge, going to push for playoffs. This year, after the way last season ended, it's a little up in the air. So certainly more optimistic of where the season finished, and with McAvoy back, Hampus Lindholm back, Jeremy Swayman taking a step, of course, David up front.
I mean,
there's still lots of good players there. So.
Goaltending has to be better,
Be better, of course, yeah. No, it starts there. It starts with Jeremy, and he knows that, and I think he learned a lot last season, and it should be better.
Is Jerry Cheevers still playing?
Yeah. No. I think he's hurt.
He's hurt.
He was good, though.
He's on IR. Jeez.
He was a period of time right after Razor.
Yeah. Razor.
Yes, exactly. He was a great teammate.
Razor, but isn't...
What was Reggie Lemelin like?
He was stacked the pads, right?
You played with Mr. Zero, didn't you? I think...
Frank Brimzik.
Frank Brimzik. Mask.
No,
didn't wear a mask.
Yeah, he was my goalie coach.
But isn't it like important, because you brought up the talent. They have players like you, whether it's Elias Lindholm you paid money to, you talk about Zadorov, you talked about the other Lindholm, McAvoy. Isn't it now these guys have to play up to their potential? And obviously Swayman between the pipes playing up to their potential. And if they can do that, then shouldn't they be able to put a good team out there?
That's exactly the way I see it. Yeah, like last year was worst case scenario all the way through. Lindholm didn't get off to a good start. The back end struggled. Hampus Lindholm missed 65 games. Then Charlie misses 30 at the end. Jeremy Swayman, the holdout. So I guess if you go all the way on the other side and you say best case scenario, if everything goes right, then they're certainly in the mix. But, you know, kind of fall to the middle of that. I think they're challenging for a wild card. You know,
isn't their default, and it might be okay if it is, don't you think they're looking at it like a reset year?
Yeah, to a point, but I think they also are looking at the last 3 months of last season as a bit of a reset, more so than this year. You can't do 82 games full reset. I think they're going to come out, and with Sturmey here now as well, new coach, like there's some good vibes, I think, within the room. And like Wiggy just said, an Elias Lindholm healthy right out of the gates. If he gets rolling with Geeky and passed on the first line, can they score? Can they get the power play going? Like the things that weren't good last year are all fixable. Their neutral zone wasn't very good defensively. That got cleaned up with Joe for a little while, and then it went bad. Marco Sturm comes in here, and that's what he does really well. He came from L.A. to do all of that. And
get rid of that problem guy, Marchand.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, terrible person, terrible teammate, ruining
leader.
The room. Obviously, when he got traded, it obviously went way downhill.
He just got paid.
Yeah, exactly. So, all in all, there's enough to be positive about, especially how bad the last season ended, but There's still some question marks.
Are you going on Essen today?
I am.
You have to fix the...
I got everything. It's a disaster.
Okay, the hair.
What do I got?
The way in which he puts... excuse us. I'm a true friend for Razor, and so I'm just warning him. He can't put it like a headband back because it was flipping up in the back. Everybody in Twitch is talking about Razor's hair.
Just trying to help.
Nice to have some.
Thank God. I know, really.
He has a great head of hair. I'm just saying he's got to put the headband the right way.
I need a haircut. All right.
And listen, on the I just want to mention this. I don't know if he want he probably doesn't want me to, but he takes some abuse around these parts sometimes. I just literally got a text from Don Sweeney, who wants to make a donation, and they want to make it in LB's name.
Oh. Yeah,
so
nice.
Thank you, Donnie Sweeney, and that's what this is all about. So
awesome.
You've been a part of this forever, as has Ernie. It's an extraordinary thing that goes on here.
It is 2 days. It's and everyone says it. For me, I've said it the last 3 or 4 or 5 years that I've done the media tour. Now is not being from here. This is so Boston.
Yeah,
that, like, everybody knows the Jimmy Fund is Boston and this community. And when I think about Boston as someone not born here, is just how small this area is and how community oriented it is. And I think Jimmy Fund is the ultimate example of that. It's awesome. These 2 days are incredible.
Well, thanks for filling in on the show in my absence.
Yeah. Anytime. Fridays in August. Nothing's working, it's perfect. Yeah, happy to be there for you.
Got a text from Razor. He said, "I don't know who this new producer is, but the guy is extraordinary."
Right.
So I think that's what you said.
I always do. Okay. I always do.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Songs were being half played.
The assault to give this poor, nice Canadian gentleman who comes in here. God.
And Ernie, thank you.
Thank you.
And tonight, are there tickets available?
The Joe Perry Project is tonight at the Box Center Wang Theater, and I think it's like very, very close to being sold out. So okay. Wow. There may be a few tickets around.
All right. Thanks for what you do, right. Razor. Thanks for what you do. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Former mayor of Boston and current NHLPA director Marty Walsh joins the Greg Hill Show this morning at 9:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their first to the Orioles 6-3. Dustin May went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 5. The Sox did get an acquisition done yesterday, signing first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. He ended up pinch hitting and walking in the 9th of the loss. Another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded, kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And the Pats were back at Gillette for practice yesterday, and Drake May was picked off twice by Robert Spillane, the first coming during 7-on-7, while the second in 11-on-11, but Scheim says don't worry about that at all.
Robert Spillane on the show every Friday.
Yes.
During the football season. And coming up on Monday, we will be at Gillette with Mike Vrabel. So that is coming up on Monday's show. Wow, we got now we got Thornton. These are the guys who used to do our show, don't do our show anymore. Sean Thornton and Tuukka Rask. They're on TV. They're TV guys now. Your invite. You don't need an invite. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy the 2025 Outback with 0.9% financing for up to 36 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I'm not a moron, but I don't think Sean Thornton's a guy you want to pick a fight with. I've seen him win about 99.9% of his matches.
He's lost a couple steps, honestly. And also on the golf course, nowhere near the player that he used to be.
Wow.
Is it your tournament today or was it yesterday? No, it's today.
Oh, yes. I didn't get the nod this year.
I don't know. Sick brag, bro.
No, I didn't. All right. I'm just wondering where that went.
We will be right back at Fenway Park, day number 2 of this year's WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radiothon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Telethon.
I don't want to make our next guest late for his own charity golf tournament, but Sean Thornton decided to stick around with Tuukka Rask. Hi, guys.
How are you?
How you doing?
Hello. Been too long.
I know. Congrats on the cup.
Thank you. Thank you. I had nothing to do with it. I sell sweets and signs, but yeah. I appreciate you being along for the ride.
Yes. I mean, I saw it. You seem to be taking pictures left and right with it. I mean, I acted like you had something to do with it.
I don't know if I did that.
But wait, big announcement from you.
No big announcement. Just,
okay.
No, not yet.
That is insane that you just did that.
Well, he put it out on a social
media. I did, yeah. I am moving on from the Florida Panthers for something new. So it's, I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited.
Something new. Mm. OnlyFans? No?
That's a great idea.
You should do that. Isn't it a great idea?
Yes. Yes. You could do just feet stuff.
Yeah, I got nice feet. Yeah, nothing on skates every day. Yeah, look pretty good.
Tuukka, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Good.
I think we have to congratulate you on the Emmy.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
I keep hearing about this. Wow.
Yeah, the Nesson broadcast. You, Razor,
and Berge.
And Berge.
Yeah.
The in-game kind of analysis. You guys won an Emmy for that.
Yeah, Unobstructed Views. First year. First Emmy.
This is something I never thought I would hear in my ears. That
no.
Tuukka and Berge had an Emmy together.
Do you each get your own one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I always wondered how that worked. Like, if you have to split one, you each get to take it home a night, or if you each get your own.
We get our own, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was a joke when they texted me, but it's not. It's a real thing.
Somebody's playing a prank. I actually watched the show. It's pretty cool.
It is good.
Because I'm a fan of Manning Cast. I just hate the way that Eli and Peyton are in two separate places, but with you guys all being on the couch, it's pretty cool. And then to see all the different guys that you have on there talking about the stories. So I actually watched the game that way.
We talked about it. It's so much easier to do it in person because you don't get the delays and it's not as awkward. But we enjoyed it. Hopefully we go on season two and get better. But
you can invite me on this year now. I don't work
didn't
for
we
a different
franchise. You did,
but I worked for a competing franchise.
It didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
We were talking about this earlier. You guys both, Sean, you've had the opportunity to be in working in the NHL in another market. What is it about Boston and this event and charity in general that, number one, athletes almost as soon as they get here embrace it and participate in it, and the support that comes for events like this?
I think it's just the authenticity that people have in the community, like especially athletes. When you get here, like it's I wouldn't say it's expected, but you'd be the outlier if you weren't involved in the community, right? So as you're involved, you get thrown into different situations, and the Jimmy Fund, Dana-Farber, definitely always front to the front of mind. And once you go and experience it, how can you not be, you know, able to contribute? So it's they're remarkable, and they do amazing things. And this telethon's, you know, it's nationally. I watch it in Florida. It's great.
Yeah.
We mentioned downstairs in Nesson, but it's like when you come in, you basically don't have a choice but to do it. You know, your team has 20 plus guys, and you get split up in groups of three or four. And okay, you're going to go to hospital, you're going to go to fire station, and somewhat whatnot like that. And then you see it, and you see what it gives for the kids, and you love it, and you just want to go back as soon as possible. And I think it's for in my life, in my career, it was one of the highlights. Always get to see the smile on the kids' face, and how happy they were.
I think we're fortunate too that we both stayed here in the summer, so we're around in the off season and really involved in the community and got to experience Boston at its best.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, and both of you guys were really, really active in the community and really did a lot. So I want to make sure we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Sean's so active. I thought he was from like Charlestown or something. I didn't realize he was from Canada. Fooling him. I literally just said.
Now you mean?
Just now. Just I was like 5 minutes ago.
You thought he was from Mass?
I'm not from Easy.
What is wrong with you?
I was talking to Razor about you know where he grew up in Canada and stuff like that. And I was like, Sean, where are you from? Aren't you from around? And he was like, no, I'm from Canada. I was like, Canada? No. I thought you were from here.
I'm from up north, Bill Ricka.
Someplace. Like, I'm like, you sure you're not from?
No, it's incredible. We have 15 volunteers that are over there answering the phone, which is more people than were at the Stanley Cup parade. And
this is not true.
Florida. So it's really... It's
we had like a 500,000 people. In
okay. Parade. You did not have a 500,000 people at that parade.
It was 1,000,001 we had here. I'm well aware. But it was pretty nice.
It was 101 degrees.
I was,
that was making excuses.
Right. It was hot. Last year it rained.
Yeah. It did rain. It was not fun, really.
All right. Well, it's great to see both of you guys.
Good to see you.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
All right, Sean Thornton, Tuukka Rask. And it is day number two of our annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Speaking of the NHL, joining us right now is Marty Walsh, who is not only the former mayor of our city, but is the president of the Players Association. Marty, good morning.
Good morning. Great interview right before this. Tuukka and Sean are two great guys, and Sean has his golf tournament still in Massachusetts, and he still gives back to our community. So thank you, Tuukka and Sean, if you're listening.
Are you playing today?
No, I can't play today. I have. I'm going to on a trip for work. So well, I told Sean, but I sponsor the event. I sponsor Sean's tournament. I love it. I go there. Sean hits, helps everyone out. He hits one tee shot for every foursome out there. So it's a great day.
Yeah, I would ask you the same thing that I kind of asked those guys, but growing up here and getting to be the mayor of the city and experiencing this event, experiencing the Jimmy Fund, experiencing the incredible generosity of the city and of the state and of New England, what is it from your perspective, Marty, that's different about this?
Well, for me, I experienced Jimmy Fund personally when I was 7. I was treated for cancer over there at the Jimmy Fund and you know, in Children's Hospital. And so I spent a lot of years in those buildings. And, you know, I had a chance to meet Bobby Orr when I was 7 years old. It was unbelievable. As a little kid, you're sick. You don't realize how sick you are. And you see, you know, an iconic person like Bobby Orr walking in the hospital room to see you. It was just something you never forget. Bobby signed a picture for me. I still have that picture. That picture is in my office at the Players Association office in Toronto. I've talked to him many times about the impact, and I've talked to these players about what the impact they have. I mean, I've had a chance to go around the country as labor secretary and now as, you know, the head of the PA up in Canada. They have a thing called Smile Zone by Adam Graves. So it really does make a difference in young people's lives. I mean, these young kids are going through a lot of medicine, a lot of procedures. They can get down a lot, and then when they see their star, their childhood star, walking in the room, somebody from their team, in this case the Bruins or any of the Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics, it's a boost. It's like giving them medicine. That just gives them that extra energy to get through the day.
Marty, now that you're in, you know, working with the Players Association, I think the biggest thing with the NHL is just getting guys out there. And obviously, you got a great player in Connor McDavid. And what do you try to do to get, you know, more of the National Hockey League? I just get maybe get their profile up higher. What are you trying to do from the Players Association side to make sure guys are really doing their part to continue to build that brand, which is the National Hockey League?
Yeah, as far as doing stuff like Wiggy, going to like hospitals, you don't have to do anything. They just do it. And you know, it's not for them. It's not about taking a picture and social media posts. It's about, you know, connecting to a young person and giving them hope and giving them some aspirations. So, I mean, these players are humble that way. They're not looking for credit. They're not looking for, oh, I did this, I did that. They just automatically do it. And it's just amazing to see them do it. You know, you hear stories when Bobby Orr was playing. Phil Cito tells a story that every Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it was, he used to leave practice and they didn't know where he went, and they followed him one day and he went to Children's Hospital. And they were like, wow, oh, Mass General, one of the hospitals he went to. And, you know, these players just do this stuff and it's part of who they are. And it's just amazing for them to do it. And these organizations like the Jimmy Fund, I mean, we are blessed in Boston, Massachusetts, to have the Jimmy Fund, the Dana Fund, but Cancer Institute in our city. They just do so much, whether it's treatment or research too. They do a lot on the research side of it, which they're trying to, you know, end cancer, and it's something that's so important to have that institution in our city. It's just amazing.
Well, when you were mayor, it was you were always great about as soon as we announced the dates for the Radiothon, you were always reaching out and wanting to come on. I think last hour we had Josh Kraft on, and I'm told that you're calling to endorse him this morning. Is that correct?
I heard he was on. Josh is a good – Josh, I got a couple of texts this morning. Josh, you know, what I don't like seeing what's happening with Josh is that trying to put Josh in a box that he's a billionaire's kid. Josh Kraft has done so much for the city of Boston in so many different ways. When the Patriots Foundation and Josh support an organization, there's no bashing there when that happens. And, you know, he's running for the right reasons. He loves the city of Boston. He's a great guy. And, you know, he took a different path in life. He didn't follow his family into the family business, and he's dedicated his life to community. So, you know, I wish him luck in the race. We'll see what happens. Primary's coming up, and then the final is in November. So we'll see what happens.
I miss you, Marty. Thank you for all you did, and I'm sorry for criticizing you.
Oh, you got an apology from Curtis.
Yeah. Oh, man, do I miss you.
No, you know, I've heard Greg apologize a couple times on the radio, too, so it's really nice to see. I remember driving into work when I was the mayor, and anyone who drove me, usually it was Jerry Cahill, he'd tell me, you know, they were bashing you today on EI. I'm like, okay, it's okay. And some days I just call in randomly just to say what's going on.
Well, it was just really during the pandemic time. That was about it. Bike lanes.
Copenhagen.
Well, I had no idea. Marty put up like two bike lanes. We have 175 of them right now, Marty.
Marty, have you driven down Western Ave in Brighton in a while? Because I'd give it a check. There's literally no place to park. They just have these plastic placards blocking it.
All right.
Yeah, there's two places in the city I would rethink how we did this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's great to hear your voice, and thank you for the support that you've given to this for years, and we appreciate it. We hope to see you soon. All right.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you.
All right, that is Marty Walsh, former mayor of our city and now the head of the NHLPA. And with us now here at Fenway, it is Christopher Lathan, who is the Chief Clinical Access Officer at Dana-Farber. Thanks for being here. How are you?
It's great. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
It's incredible because you guys do what you do every single day. We come here and do these 2 days, and we get to hear some of the stories, but you guys are there every single day, and so are better able to share with those who are thinking about giving, those who have given, the effect that a simple $5, $10, $25 donation can have on those who are fighting cancer.
Yeah, you know, I think it's you know, I've been blessed to be able to be part of patients' lives while they go through this journey, right? And, you know, cancer doesn't care where you came from. And but it does, what we've seen over the past 20 years is this incredible impact and the way we've been able to treat cancer, the way we've been able to cure it in some situations. And in, it's amazing that every gift, every time somebody calls in and gives, it really, really helps not only the research, but then programs like mine, where I'm also trying to make sure that, you know, every community, you know, hope is not restricted to just one community. Every community should have access to hope. And so that's what we're trying to do. So really, these gifts help the research, but they also help us make sure that research impacts individual lives.
And I think it's important to note how much progress has been made. And we were talking about this. This event has been going on for 23 years. There used to be things that were death sentences that aren't anymore.
That's right. So I treat lung cancer. And so 23 years ago, you know, when I started, actually, I started my fellowship at the Dana-Farber. You know, when I started my clinic, we only had a few tools. And, you know, you would hope to be lucky to be able to slow down the cancer a little bit, especially if they saw me as a medical oncologist. But now I have people, and sometimes some folks have been on this show, where they had a metastatic lung cancer. We treated them with what was then an experimental drug, which is now a standard drug, Keytruda, or, you know, pembrolizumab. And, you know, that person is 7 years out. Not hasn't been on any therapy. He comes, he rides his bike in. It's really amazing. And so those things happen. Yeah.
What's so interesting with you specifically is your focus really on, it doesn't matter about your background, the fact that everybody is going to get equal care. Yep. And so what would you say to somebody that may be nervous about coming into Dana-Farber right now because of their background?
Yeah, you know, my dad worked in a factory, and I grew up in Springfield, and so he worked in a factory, and so I think about all the people he worked with, whether you're Black, Latino, French, Canadian, whatever it was, they were all working folks, and I think that's those, you know, when you think about it, I want to make sure that everybody from every community has the same access, you know, from Eastie to Palmer to Randolph to Lawrence and Methuen, and so I tell people, you know, you try to come in and we will take care of you. And we have a program specifically looking at, you know, what do you need? You know, what sort of things do you need? If you have trouble paying your monthly bills, let us know. We might be able to help. We can't fix it all, but if we can do one or two little things to allow people to feel comfortable, and more important than feeling comfortable, they deserve the same access as everybody else, right? That's the key. Like, you know, working folks are kind of like, my wife and I were talking about this. My wife is a nurse at the Dana-Farber, and she's from Billerica, actually. And so we were talking about how when people call, and sometimes family members call us, they're like, I don't want to bother you. And I'm like, this is my job.
Right, yeah. It's what we do.
This is what I do. Yeah. You're not bothering me. But everybody's so like, I just want to let you know, do you know anybody? Can we get in? Yeah. And I want to take that off the table so that it's easy.
Well, I think that, and that's important. Sorry, the oftentimes when you talk about working people, they can't take a day off.
That's right.
To go and find out what's wrong with them.
That's
and
right.
And you guys have made great strides, and this, the donations that are made here help when it comes to giving them that opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Every, you know, my program started out as a gift. Somebody and many people gave gifts. And then what we tried to do is take that and take the gift and make it as impactful as possible and then be able to demonstrate that. So it's good to have good intentions. We love that. But we also want to have impact. Is it making a difference in people's lives? And that's really what the team is really been working on. And a lot of support. You have my boss on here, the head of the Cancer Center. You know, Dr. Ebert was on, and he's been a great supporter and those before. But it's really the gifts and the people who are calling right now. That's really what allowed us to do this work.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about, is a big part of the reason working folks don't come in, and because if they do in fact have cancer, they fear that they'll be able to pay the bills when they're getting treatment.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. So one of the things you mentioned is this, like, can I even afford it? Can this happen? But even before you get there, there's this, can I take a day off to go get the test? And then somebody tells you, we see something funny on a test, we need you to come back. So that's another day off. Then they tell you got to go to some cancer center, some special cancer center, and that's terrifying. Well, does that mean that suddenly that means that maybe this is a death sentence? They haven't even gotten in the door and be able to have a conversation yet. So I think all of those things line up together, and then you're in the room, and somebody like me is talking at you, right, telling you all the things you need to do, and you need to now take, you know, the next 6 weeks and get daily radiation, and you're thinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Whereas I think some other folks, if you have a lot of education, if you have a lot of resources, you can kind of gather a whole bunch of people who can help you. You know, you're still as shocked as everybody else, but there's some other folks who can gather around. Sometimes you're the person taking care of the whole family. So you're like, I can't come in to do all this. I got to take care of grandma or my niece, my nephew, my daughter. And I think that's the other thing of recognizing that all these other things in their life doesn't stop just because of the cancer. And I think for working folks, that's a really big thing.
Does it seem like, it sounds like just from hearing you talk, the biggest thing is the educational part of people being educated in the sense of, like, there are these programs, there are these things out there, whether it's for the working class, the lower class, and they just don't really have that education because they might not know nobody that can give them that knowledge. Is that, like, the biggest obstacle that you kind of find yourself dealing with?
I think that's one of the, that's at the base of it, right? You know, sometimes people are so busy, you're working, you don't even know that there are these programs out there. And the thing is, you maybe didn't even think about it. There's a lot of folks who are self-reliant. I'm going to do it. My dad used to say, you know, do you need something? I'd say, yeah. He said, you need a job. I said, I already have a job. No, you need a second job. Or, you know, and that's what he would do. He would get another job, right? And I think, you know, you got a lot of folks like that. So they don't think that they need anything else. And, you know, I think once you normalize it, like, hey, everybody needs a minute when they have cancer. And how are you going to get in? You know, how, you know, and you know how small Massachusetts is. People can live, like, just outside of the city. And I have a clinic that's in Brighton. And then I still have a clinic that's, you know, at the main Longwood Center. And sometimes I'll say to the folks at Brighton, we need to get you to go over to the main. And they go, all the way over there? It's 15 minutes away. But the way our city is set up, right, seems like it's a totally different place. Yeah. God forbid you're in Western or Central Mass, small state, but it seems so far away. So anything we can do to make it better, I think education is a big part of it, and there's a lot of folks, whether it's church folks, other public health community folks, but, you know, people listen to the people in their circle. So we try to get in there and try to educate, but then also when they need us to say, let's do something practical as well. Let's get you in.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, it's great to see you again. Thanks for the incredibly important work you do and for sharing everything about that with us today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Okay. Guys, really appreciate
it. Thank you,
Doctor.
All right. We got a new number, and it's a big one. So we are currently at $3,005,509.
Wow.
I don't know. Have we been at $3 million at this point?
Let me do the quick math. 16,000 of that. The new total is $3,021,000 at 9:45.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. Wow. So $3,021,000. That's what you've given so far. We will take a break. We'll be right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Get back.
Well, we are at Fenway Park, and it is day number two, our final day here at the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radiothon. And we got more money, and joining us right now is the treasurer of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Deb Goldberg. Deb, good morning.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
We are doing great over here. We're up over $3 million, and we are last year... Our incredibly generous listeners and the incredibly generous Nesson viewers, we're just short of $4 million. So I think with a big push today, we can get up over $4 million, Deb, raised for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. And we want to thank you because you guys always help out at the treasurer's office as well.
Well, we're going to be very happy to potentially help you get over that hump today. As you know, the money that we're bringing to you is money that's actually owed to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. It's unclaimed property that we find, and it's always so exciting to me to be able to bring a giant check to the Jimmy Fund and help you guys really take care of people who are suffering through so much illness and supporting the great doctors and researchers at Dana-Farber.
All right. So what you're going to do, we know that number, or are we still calculating over there, Deb?
Oh, we know that number. And do you want me to share it with you?
I think you should. Yeah.
Do you have a drum in front of you that you can drum roll?
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're trying to make.
I played the drums.
All right. Leg drums from Curtis.
Okay. You ready? 400. Yep. 79,050.63
That is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever returned.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
What do you
That's
think?
Awesome.
Did it put – is that incredible? And I want to make sure everybody knows. This is money that we collect over the years that we're able to bring back to the Jimmy Fund. And this year is the second highest amount that Ivan have ever been able to bring you. The highest was 492 and change. And I remember I got a big drum roll for that one also. And so I want to make sure people out there know nonprofits actually have unclaimed property. Small businesses have unclaimed property besides people. So just go on findmassmoney.gov and check, because there's so many things out there, and our job is to get everything back to people, to businesses, and to nonprofits. And it's always a pleasure to be able to do so and share this excitement with you, Greg, and all the people at EEI and at the Jimmy Fund. In fact, tonight I'll be at the game and be able to tell even more people about this.
All right. Well, maybe if you could find some money for John Henry, he can spend it on some bullpen help, maybe, Deb, while you're there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was there on Sunday for the game, and Crochet was fabulous. Except the problem was, sadly, the closers didn't close the deal.
Yep.
And so we got to get to work. Greg, maybe you should try out.
No. Have you ever seen my first pitch at Fenway?
Well,
not happening.
No.
Deb, we thank you so much. Thank you to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and it's always great to talk to you. Thank you, Deb.
J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E,
yeah.
Deb.
Yeah, send
Wiggins' last name.
Yeah. Get Wiggy some money.
Yes.
He's probably got some money over there.
I do have to say one thing, or somebody's going to be upset at me.
Okay.
Audrey says hi.
Oh, okay. Tell Audrey I said
Audrey.
Hello. Okay, fantastic.
Okay. There you go.
All right, Deb, thank you very much.
Wow.
I want to end this on a personal note, if that's okay.
Yes.
you were talking yesterday about how every year when we do this, cancer affects all of us every single day. And you were talking about this year, and each year there's somebody that's on your mind.
Yes.
And so I wanted to talk to, we call her the amazing Ashley on our radio show, who is our director of development at the Greg Hill Foundation. And has been here all morning volunteering on the phones?
Yes.
Yep. How's that been going over there?
Amazing. Lots of people calling in and donating, so it's been great.
But you have been my story this year because this year you fought cancer.
And I did.
and you are here to share the news that you are? You are
cancer-free as of now, yeah.
There you go.
Best news ever.
Congratulations.
And it's incredible. I mean, and this is the kind of person that you are, and I get to see it every day. But you beat cancer. You fight against cancer for months. You beat it, and then here you are volunteering your time and helping out. And it's really cool to be able to talk about that with you today. So
yeah, no, it's been full circle. And when this opportunity arose, I was, you know, you go through such a difficult time in your life, and if you have an opportunity to, and Greg, you're making me cry on air, so thank you for that.
Normally that's, you're mad at me, but go ahead. Yes.
Usually it's his gas.
So when you have an opportunity to give back, you know the importance of what the donations mean. And so it was just kind of a no-brainer. I reached out to you. I'm like, is there any way I can get here and help out? Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Help out. And it just, to be cancer-free is because of, you know, the research. And immunotherapy is a big part of what my treatment continues to be. I went through chemo and radiation last year. I've done a year of immuno, another year to go. And I was lucky enough with the timing, if you want to call it lucky, for when I was diagnosed, that immunotherapy was just approved for my cancer 6 months prior. And
people might not know this, but when
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.